today, August 31st, 2021 at 7 o'clock. And just a few items to note before we get started. Items on the agenda may be taken out of order. The board may combine two or more agenda items for consideration. The board may remove an item from the agenda or delay discussion relating to an item at any time. No action may be taken on any matter not listed on this agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners or the Clark County Planning Commission for final action. So, understand that this is a recommending board. It's not the final decision. So, it would probably be to your best advantage to go to the Board of County Commissioners or the Planning Commission if you feel so inclined. At this point, I would ask you to turn off or mute your cell phones or other electronic devices so as not to disturb the meeting. And please take any private conversations outside, if you would, or in the lobby behind us, because it gets very difficult to hear what is being presented up here, and people in the seating area are chattering. With that, it appears that all of the board members are here except for John Wardlaw, who's excused. And do we have staff introductions before we do the pledge? No one else?
Brady Bernhardt, Comprehensive Planning.
Okay. And so with that, now we know all who we all are. If you join me with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Next item is public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on the agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of the agenda. Now, comments will be limited to 3 minutes, and if you would, when you come up to speak, we have the microphone right up here, and you just push the little button up till the light comes on, and that way it can be recorded much easier. And when you do come up, please state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. And if the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this would be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. Do we have the approval for the minutes of August 10th, 2021?
I'd like to make a motion to approve the minutes for August 10th, 2021.
We have a motion to approve the minutes for August 10th, 2021. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Approval of agenda for tonight, August 31st, 2021.
Mr. Chair, I think I have a motion to approve the agenda for this evening, August 31st, 2021, with no holds, deletions, or combinations.
All right. So we have a motion to approve the agenda for tonight, August 31st, 2021, with no holds, combinations, or deletions of any type. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Any informational items, Walter?
Just one.
Does anybody have anything, getting back to the item that I read earlier about the public comment, does anybody have anything they'd like to add before we get going? No? Okay. Planning and zoning. Item number one, DR 210403 FAP LLC, design review for a restaurant with a drive-through and outside dining on a portion of 4.3 acres in a C2 commercial general zone, generally located on the south side of Flamingo Road, 375 feet west of Arville Street in Paradise.
Are we up? Yeah, okay. Greg Borgel, 300 South 4th Street, here representing the applicant in this matter. The applicant does understand that staff did not support the application as submitted. We think we have significant additional evidence for you tonight. Staff did suggest, since one of the issues underlying the staff recommendation is access and traffic and traffic flows on and off the site, the if-approved condition of staff is that there be a traffic study to be approved through the ordinary course, and the applicant certainly understands that and has worked on it. So, getting to what we are doing.
Excuse me, could you put that down here? We'll get it all seen. I'm a little old to see that
far. I was going to give you a little miniature version, but we'll give you the little miniature version anyway, but I didn't want the audience to feel totally left out. What we're talking about is taking this unit in the shopping center, which used to be an Einstein Bagel. I think they called it a factory, but an Einstein Bagel facility, and converting it into a cafe. And toward that end, the cafe in question has a chain around the country, and they routinely use a drive-through, and that's part of their overall presentation of their projects. It's kind of an essential to what they do. And I think it's fair to say it's become more essential recently when there's an emphasis on not as many people going in and being a crowd, etc. They can serve more people with the drive-through under current pandemic situations than otherwise. So the idea here is to take this unit that used to be the bagel place and convert it interior to the cafe. Just for reference, this is the side street in question, which gives access to the area, which we think is pretty material to what's going on. The applicant here has always intended to have the drive-through. Now, there's some reference in the staff report about previously proposed to be a pickup only, not a full drive-through. This applicant has always intended a full-service facility. Can't speak for Einstein's Bagels, what they may or may not have at one time intended, but this applicant has always sought to be with the design shown here. Now, toward that end, I guess, I think it's helpful for you to have what has actually previously been approved on the property. Just a minute here. This is the approved plan. It is stamped appropriately. I've highlighted the parts that are relevant, and I guess what I would suggest to you is that if you compare the two plans, they are very, very similar to what was previously approved on the site. There are some minor differences. The prior plan showed six possible parking spaces in the waiting line. The current plan now shows a total of eight, so there's an improvement. The important thing, I think, probably, is if you just flip to the last page, this was approved. Permits have been issued for this. And a logical question would be, well, why don't you just use those permits then? And the answer is because there are a couple of amendments that are important to the developer. One of those is he has added a small outside dining area. Now, that would have required a design review anyway, and so it made sense to bring back in all of the changes for your total consideration. Additionally, the window, which was shown on this plan, has been slightly redesigned, so it's in an extension. It is a pull-out It's a little bigger work area than just the window that you would reach through. So it's been redesigned with that facility here, basically just as an amenity for people in the cars who are passing money back and picking food up, etc. So it's just a redesign there, which again would have required a design review on its own. So it just made sense to come back with the overall plan to get it reapproved and not try to operate under the old approved design, which I just handed out. But I did think it was material that in general that has been approved. And I don't think there's any objection shown in the staff report to the changes I just talked about. There's no objection to, that I'm aware of, to the outside dining area or to the slight redesign of the window for the service. The issue, the underlying issue that's raised here is, will this create a traffic circulation problem? In response to that, I do want to offer another exhibit, and I won't make you come chase this one. This is an aerial photograph of more or less the existing situation. And what I've highlighted here and here on this is the area where the drive-through would function on the site. So you get a slightly bigger picture than you do just this design here, which is an architect's work. This shows you what it means in the field. And the important thing here, I think, the highlighting in yellow shows you the routing, which is this routing here. But as you can see, that routing replaces a row of parking. And they still meet parking code, by the way. There's no issue there. But more importantly, I suppose, or at least potentially important, is what this otherwise does. This is a double-loaded set of parking spaces here, which violates the county's current standard on protest. So by eliminating that row of parking, we're materially improving, not making worse, the circulation on the property. Because as it now exists, these lots, these spaces, could both be backing and filling at the same time as parking spaces and blocking, potentially, the driveway that comes in off the side street, Arville. So not only are we not creating an awkward situation in our design, we are in fact relieving the design by eliminating the conflict with the throat depth. Now, there are arguments back and forth about whether the throat depth is a valid consideration or not, but the center exists as it is with that problem or that difficulty. Staff is not objecting, and I'm talking public works staff, to us maintaining what's there, but what we are doing is, in fact, relieving the problem by getting rid of that row of parking, which could conceivably create a blockage for the driveway on Arville. So I think we can fairly argue that we're not making the circulation worse, we're making it better. And also in general terms, I think the fact that we are organizing the use of the previously approved window on the building, which was not organized quite as well as this and without as many parking spaces, and hadn't passed all initial reviews, we think it's basically a good idea to have the stacking arranged and marked and controlled in the manner shown here, as opposed to random people trying to find their way there and finding, for example, a row of parking still here that they'd have to dodge around. I think I'm comfortable arguing that the design here is an improvement and it fulfills the need of the applicant here. As I said, they have a national chain, and this is a major part of their proposed operation, and probably more so today than before, in that there's a desire to do hands-free delivery, as it were. And so we think we're there too. However, I did lead by saying that the applicant accepts the staff's, if approved, condition that a traffic study be done. But we weren't comfortable coming here without that question being analyzed so that we know what we're talking about. So I will give you a copy of the traffic study.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I guess on the second page, I've highlighted what I consider to be the important statement and then conclusion, which says, based upon a 95% probability, the number of vehicles to be utilized in the storage length is 2 vehicles or 50 feet. That's based on the International Traffic Engineers Manual. It's an objective standard. It's how the county will evaluate this report. So what we're saying is that these two spaces here are sufficient to serve the demand based upon the size of the facility and the traffic flow in the area. And these are all extra spaces in case there's a rush, and we'll get them off the street as well. And then, of course, we still have the other row of parking here if people choose to park instead of getting in that line, and they can then go into the building and serve themselves. So the analysis here says that 2 spaces are needed, which we have here, and we've provided 8. So if at 95% it requires 2 spaces, I can tell you with certainty that 8 spaces is going to be in somewhere in the 5-9s area, and so that there's no danger that this would in fact interfere with circulation on the site. It is, as I said before, an enhancement to the site by virtue of getting rid of the double-loaded area that offends the throat depth standard. Now, I don't want to mislead either. This is the traffic study which was commissioned by the applicant. It is, as I said, an objective standard, so there's no doubt in my mind, really, that the county will reach the same conclusion. But this has not yet been approved by the county. It is an early response to the staff condition on the if-approved list that a traffic study be done. So we're not asking you to get rid of that condition. We're still saying we realize we have to go to Public Works and get the traffic study approved or amended if they so require. But we do think we've gone the extra mile in demonstrating that this is not something that has to be worried about in terms of negatively affecting traffic flows. If anything, we're pretty confident it's an enhancement. But we still understand that the traffic study, if you choose to approve the item, would go to Public Works and they would do their analysis, and we would be responsible for any further changes or considerations. Now, harking back to why we're here, remember that we also have an outside dining area and a redesign of the actual window itself. But other than that, it copies substantially what I've shown you that it's previously approved. We think we've responded to the staff's very fair concern about traffic flows, and we're yielding to Public Works analysis of the study we've done. But we did do the extra mile of getting the study here for you. And think it makes the point, but I probably have said that twice, and I'll stop.
Is there anyone here who'd like to speak on this item? Seeing none, I'll close it to the public and open it to the board.
Mr. Chair, Greg, the only concern I have is, because to me, these things become property management problems, and you have plenty of room to get them queued up without affecting our bill. And if it's full, we'll just pull into one of the parking spaces. If food's backed up, they can send someone to a parking space to wait, similar to what McDonald's does. That's not an issue. I don't like the fact that it crosses the fire exiting path from behind the building. So where you have stop here, do not cross, I had to really look and figure out why the heck are they doing that, and I realized it's because that's the fire access route to the back of the building.
So I don't know if the county, if that wasn't a concern of theirs, they're happy with what you've done there. Was there any feedback?
Yes. We had the same question. We met with the fire marshal. He has accepted this plan.
Okay.
And I might point out that one of the reasons he accepted the plan is that there will be an internal system here that will discourage these people from pulling into this area. And when their car's here, there'll be an arm here that will prevent blocking.
Oh, okay. So there's actually an arm.
The physical arm will come down, similar to when you go into a parking garage. When these two spaces are occupied, a physical arm will come down. And when they move, it'll go up and they'll pull forward.
And then,
so we did meet with the fire marshal, and I'm told, I didn't do the meeting, but I'm told he's completely happy with this.
And then in the back and forth you had with the county, not you personally, but the applicant had with the county, they didn't like the location of the speaker box, but I didn't see it on the tiny plan here. Where exactly is the speaker box? There. So they order and then they move up to the gate.
That's right.
Okay.
And there's no residents to offend with that. I mean, it's a
well, as they say, what in this situation, what happens, I think it's really tight when they leave between the width between that location and the adjacent building. But that's a management issue they're going to have to work out as to which way they want to send their customers back out onto Arville or let them cut into the rest of the shopping center.
Well, they have a loop capability to get back to Arville, so there's no danger again of confused traffic, which was a staff concern. And they have a direct access to Flamingo. And the buildings are all where they always were. And these are the cars that would be using either of those routes. So we think it's good design. And in fact, I think that Public Works is going to be pleased with it when they see the traffic study.
I'm confused because I don't see any reason why this won't work. That's all I have to say.
Well, it's a fair question. It's a fair question by staff to say, we're worried. Basically, please explain what you just said. How this will work, and you know, and until you've explained it, we I'm so sure.
What in and out burger? Do you happen to know which one they?
It's not an in and out burger.
I'm asking.
Yeah.
On this sentence right here, service time was provided by a traffic study at in and out burger.
Do
you happen to know what one it was? That's all.
Oh, do I know which one they used as a
right.
measuring device under the ITE? You know, I did not ask
okay.
that. Well, this, however, is a bona fide cafe. It's not a McDonald's. It's not a.
I got that.
It's a Mexican restaurant. Is what it is.
I'm just asking a question based on what's on this
I
report.
I did not ask that.
I don't really see the problem with this. I mean, for instance, the In-N-Out Burger at Flamingo and Sandhill. This flows much better than even that one does. They, along with other places like Chick-fil-A and what have you, will put people out there if they have to maintain some type of order. So, I really don't see the problem with this as long as fire and the traffic, public works is okay. But I would hate to see them backed out on Arville there. So things get, they should put some people out there if they have to.
Yeah, well, no one's going to try to back onto Arville when they have a perfect loop route.
Well, people do a lot of funny things.
Well, I shouldn't say no one. No one.
I don't put
do
anything
twice.
Past anybody anymore.
I have concerns because I know how long it takes to get food at Cafe Rio because I'm a college student and we used to live there. Because it was the only restaurant near UNLV. So I have some concern with their estimate of saying they're going to get people out there in 180 seconds. And I know how popular that restaurant is, even in a location like that. I feel like they're going to get more than 8 cars there. I understand your traffic study says it's 95%, but I don't know what year that addition was published. And I don't think it would take into consideration the pandemic and the fact that more people are going to be looking to utilize the takeout lane than they are going to be looking to utilize an indoor restaurant. So I don't think a 45% car rate is a fair accuracy for this one. I understand it's the standard edition. It's fun with codes don't keep up with current situations. I also just know that everyone's going to immediately try to take that hard turn and go right back out where they came from, because none of us want to make that loop. I know the loop is there. It's never going to happen. Everyone's going to try to make that hard back towards the entrance they took. That's just their...
Well, that is a pretty fair statement to say that more people are using the drive-thrus because you see it more and more.
Yeah.
Just driving around town, I see drive-thrus that used to be fairly empty are now packed.
And if you're going to... And people are going to make poor choices lining up for it, so they're going to go into that fire lane. I hate any drive-thru that goes through a fire lane because there's always that one person who thinks, like, oh, I'm so clever, I'm going to just pull it closer and get my food that much sooner, which it doesn't work that way. I don't have any issue with the outdoor restaurant eating. That's cool. But I don't think that drive-thru is in a great location to not become a traffic issue, because I've seen many drive-thru lanes like that back up to a street, and it just ends up with people lining up down that street being ridiculous at lunch hours. I think 90% of the time will be fine. I don't think it'll be fine at lunch and dinner. That's my main concern.
I guess I do want to respond to the first point you made.
Yeah.
Literally no one will try to do a U-turn in here when the next driveway is right here.
Yeah.
I mean, they're going to pull out and they're going to go out the driveway to Arville. So I think that concern is completely answered by this plan. And I think subject to Public Works reviewing it and taking whatever stance they think is appropriate or asking for more conditions if they need them, I think we've responded fairly to the issue.
I think, too, that the fact that it got approved prior and the plan's just been upgraded from the previously approved plan, it's hard to argue that it's not going to work. I mean, that's what I do for a living, is manage shopping centers with drive-thrus on them. I have Starbucks. Starbucks is a nightmare. I counted 30 cars in the drive-thru when they do, on Wednesday, when they do double star days. So what I've done is I had to go out and reroute people through the drive-thru. There's only a one-way now. They'll still make U-turns and drive wrong on the one-way, but that's where once it becomes a property manager issue, I don't think Cafe Rio is going to end up with that many cars out on the street. And if they pull in and the drive-thru is full, I think most people will park in that parking. A lot of the times when you see the backup, it's because there's no parking. You're stuck in a drive-thru and you can't get out. And I think this provides a place for them to say, hey, drive-thru's full, I'll just pull it right here. Or they'll mess up to me it's more, here's the other tenants are going to suffer more than anyone else. And I really like the arm idea of stopping at the fire. Because if you didn't have the arms, they would ignore. They don't care. They don't read signs. They don't read one way. So,
that's why that's why we put it in, and why the fire marshal said that would be fine.
Someone's going to get dinged with that. It's going to be.
I think you got my first page of the agenda.
I'm sorry.
I think you got my first page of the agenda and all the.
Oh,
really? Thank you.
I just collected what was laying around.
Yes.
My only comment on it being previously approved is that doesn't always mean it was a good plan. It means it was an approved plan. I can see where it goes. I'm excited to see the first person get dinged by the firearm, because they will.
Anybody have anything else?
No. I would make a motion to approve subject to the if approved conditions.
I have a motion to approve subject to the if approved conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you very much. Thank you for letting me say everything twice.
Mm-hmm.
You had a short agenda. I took advantage. Thank you.
You're right. You took 30 minutes. We'll remember that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, really. Okay. Item number two, TM21500119, Flamingo Partners LLC, tentative map for a lot commercial subdivision on 4.4 acres in a C2 general commercial zone, generally located in the southwest corner of Flamingo Road, Hildebrand Lane within Paradise. Is the applicant here? Is the representative?
Clayton Nielsen, last name spelled N-E-I-L-S-E-N, 6765 West Russell Road, Suite 200. I'm here representing the owner of the property. Bringing forth before you a tentative map for an existing commercial center. And the reason being is the owner now has an opportunity to back this back building here to sell it. There's a gym in there, and the owner of the gym wants to purchase that piece. So in order to divide the property in that, we need to come forth with a one-lot subdivision, commercial subdivision, and then later on we can do a record of survey in that. So that's what we're here for. It says it's an existing commercial center, so it's all there. This is that.
Okay. Is there anyone here who'd like to speak on this item? Seeing none, I'll close it to the public and open it to the board. If no one has anything, I'll make a motion to approve. Subject to staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Good luck. Oh, that goes to the Planning Commission on the 21st of September. Guess I should mention that. Item number three, UC210384, St. Rose Dominican Hospital use permit for a college in conjunction with an existing medical office building on 3.2 acres in a CP office and professional zone. Generally located on the north side of Warm Springs Road and the west side of Shadow Crest Drive within Paradise.
Thank you. Yes, good evening, everyone, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. Chris Kempfert here on behalf of the applicant. I don't have a big board, so I printed these out, and you can tell the professional way the zoning has been indicated on this particular map. What we have here is a school, and because it caters only to those with post-high school degrees, it's technically legally referred to as a college. The courses offered include phlebotomy, medical assistant, criminal justice, and paralegal services. The courses range from 3 months for a phlebotomy certification to 18 months for a criminal justice or paralegal degree. All courses are fully accredited. The hours of operation are from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday and 8 to 5 p.m. on Friday. There are no classes on Saturday or Sunday. The number of students will be no more than 40 to 60 at any given time, which presents less, certainly no more, of an impact on traffic than neighbors and if this were to be used strictly as an office. As you can see from what I provided, the college will be located on the northwest corner of Warm Springs and Shadowcrest Drive with access to the site on both Warm Springs Road and Shadowcrest Drive exactly the same as it is now. The site is zoned CP on the property and there presently is an existing building on that site that is zoned CP. As you can see there across Warm Springs are commercial general uses and other commercial uses, and across Shadowcrest is also CP. This is only 7,500 square feet of the existing 25,500 square foot building. That's approximately 29% of the building being used. The rest is used by St. Rose Dominican Hospital as medical offices. So the uses are certainly complementary. There are no proposed changes to the building other than for required tenant improvements. All of the lease space is on the first floor, includes a lobby, just three classrooms, a break room, restrooms, and several offices. Parking required is 148 spaces. Parking provided is 223 spaces. So there is absolutely no worry about students or others having to park on the street. Some covered parking is provided on site. Exterior landscaping will remain exactly as it is, although enhancement of interior landscaping is planned. Staff is recommending approval of the application, and we would very much respectfully request for approval as well. Thank you.
Is there anyone here in the public who would like to speak on this item? If you'd like to come forward and give us your name and address for the record. Did you want to come forward? You raised your hand, I just wondered.
I'm Linda Garcia.
Would you please come up? Give us your name and address for the record.
I'm intending to do this. Sorry.
There's the microphone.
Oh, God, no. I'll just talk really loud.
There's the microphone. We need you to do that because we're recording it. So if you kindly use the microphone.
I'll hold it.
Okay, thank you. Okay, I live just down the street on Misty Glade. So I know that there's a lot of parking, but are you sure that there's going to be enough, that they're not going to be lighting up on Shadowcrest on either side or going into our street of Shadow of Misty Glade?
That is a fair question, and if I might show her the site plan. This is the existing building right here.
Correct.
The area and shaded in, that's the only area that the school is going into. All of these parking spaces here are presently, I think it was 223 or 148 are required. And as I said, there'll be no more than 40 to 60, so there clearly is enough parking spaces for everybody. That always is a concern. You can put a condition on it, no on-street parking. You've done that before, and we're happy to accept that, that there can be no on-street parking.
Well, unfortunately, there's, on Shadowcrest, just a little past, there are signs that say no parking, to, you know, especially to get into my street, and people still park. And when I'm trying to get out of Shadowcrest, Misty Glade, to get on Shadowcrest, that there's vehicles on either side, it's very difficult to see and to cross. So that's, so my point is that people ignore the no parking signs. So
if I might answer that, if we ignore it, we have a use permit that the county can pull if we ignore conditions that are placed on it. And we would absolutely agree that the school would have no parking whatsoever on any of the streets, have to be within the parking lot.
Great. And could you repeat the hours again?
It's 8 o'clock to 10. Monday through Thursday.
Okay.
8 o'clock to 5 on Friday, and no classes on Saturday and Sunday.
Okay.
So when most people are home, the school won't be open.
Good. Okay. All right. Okay.
See, that wasn't so hard. Is there anyone else? Okay. Seeing none, I'll close the public. Open it to the board.
I would make a motion to approve adding the condition of no on-street parking as agreed by the applicant.
Okay, we have a motion to approve, subject to staff conditions, and an additional condition would be no on-street parking at the location. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
Good luck.
And thank you for your comments.
That goes to the Planning Commission on September 21st.
Thank you.
Okay, item number 4, UC 2103932825, Universal LLC, use permits for the following. 1, on-premise consumption of alcohol, supper club. 2, outside dining, drinking, and cooking. And 3, project of regional significance in conjunction with an existing building on a portion of 1.6 acres in an MD Design Manufacturing AE 65 zone. Generally located on the west side of Green Valley Parkway and the south side of Ramrod Avenue within Paradise.
Am I doing that right?
If the lights
are on, light should come on when you click on it. There you go.
Okay. John Harris, H-A-R-R-I-S, I'm sorry. I've got some information I'd like to share with you. I'm going to keep this as brief as possible because we are an existing restaurant. Chef Basile is probably the culmination of the last, I'm going to say 11 years, of trial and error. If you're familiar with the Sunset Ridge area, you'll notice that we've changed over the last few years. It used to be a revolving door in that large 3,500 square foot restaurant. Okay? And it seems like the only way we can solve this problem is to go in there ourselves. Now, we own the entire center there, okay, just for your edification. Okay? Now, we're putting in a supper club, and it's going to be an Italian trattoria. If you're familiar with Italian food, it seems like it goes hand in hand with wine and beer. And that was the crux of our coming here today. Okay, we started out with just, and it was my fault. When I applied for the application, I applied, it wasn't fast food, and it must have been restaurants another, and that's why I applied for. Well, in order to have beer and wine, you got to be a supper club. So, my bad on that one, okay? And the other thing is the outdoor dining. Now, Mr. Haywood, if you'll be kind enough to turn to page B on that, or section B, Susan, same thing. I've got a colored picture in there of what we expect to build as outside dining. The dining, in an existing space, at the very most, we'll take up two parking spots and move our handicapped seating off to the side by about 16 feet. We have more than enough spaces, according to zoning, to accommodate such a change. We've already got the blessings of county licensing and the health department, of course, fire department come down, and we've made all the necessary improvements that we have to that. Effectively, what we're trying to do, if you've ever been up to the district and you've seen Bill and Vita there, okay, yeah, they're friends of ours, we'd like to put together something similar to that on the outside. Not quite as large, okay, it's just something we can offer to the clients. And aside from that, it's an existing restaurant. Now, you'll find in here a little bit of information about us. StyleLB.com, or LLC rather, is ours. We just started that for the restaurant's purpose. But the 2095 Universal has been ours since 2013. That's when we took over the plaza. We're actually happy to admit that, you know, we've been able to pick up some great tenants. She got those guys' pies, the Queen of Hearts, both Food Network stars. Ochitai's got a couple, three locations, one up on the strip, and of course, we've got a couple of service industries in there, the tanning salon and hair salon. So, trying to find an anchor for that area has just been absolutely paramount for us, and that's where we're at. So, if you have any questions, we'd be glad to address them. I mean, it's not that we're breaking new ground. And in the very last part of this booklet, you'll find a rather extensive section. Since 1999, I think there's been like 7 liquor licenses permitted for Suite A, which is where the restaurant is. You know, going back to Alpha Plaza back in 1999. And the latest one was Bertolucci's All You Can Eat with Museo Style Steakhouse. And he gave up his license in May of 2018, which puts us past a 2-year mark, and that's the reason we need the land use approval.
Sure, is that it?
Yes,
sir. Does anyone here like to speak on this item? Seeing none, I'll close the public and open it to the board.
Mr. Chair, I live in a neighborhood at the bottom of the hill, so I've seen like a restaurant a week in there lately. I've tried one of them, and I can see why they didn't make it.
Yeah.
It was pretty, you didn't have a lot of experienced operators each time.
I'm just going to take a guess here and say, no, Exiles is a try and fail situation.
Don't be that
yeah.
The one before it, too, that was the Route 66 something or other.
Ah, the Route 66.
Yeah, I ate that one. So, yeah, you've done
it. If I may. The gentleman that keeps talking is Giuliano Gallo. He owns a center. Okay. He's also going to be a man. He's a master chef himself. And unfortunately for some of the tenants, he's got a heart bigger than Texas. And he had a great idea. He was always willing to help him. No. So now we're going to ourselves. Right.
Don't be like Martin. That was
yeah, they didn't have a great line. We'd like to have that.
Okay.
good. Yeah, and I remember there was a supper club there before, and he said they had music and a piano player and a bar. So
that was Triusa. That used to be his.
So, yeah, I don't think this is going to make change the scope of the neighborhood at all. I would suggest you market to our neighborhood, the upscale neighborhood, and we never, you know, we just have to wander by these things and keep on the way to the grocery store and go, oh, okay, look. So I know, like, White Ties, that took off. That gets a lot of talk in our neighborhood. I didn't know what Tuna Hearts was, so now I'll check out the food network.
Angela Sweetser, God bless her, with Queen of Hearts, she isn't really, I guess you say, open to the public. Okay, but what she offers is private parties for less than 25 people in a party. And she, I can't even tell you what she does with chocolate and sugar. It's amazing. They just shipped her, Food Network shipped her up to Canada this past summer, late spring, early summer. And she competed in a competition up there, and of course they won. But it's remarkable, some of the talent that we now have in that center. And hopefully we'll continue that.
Well, we definitely want to see that center succeed.
Thank you.
I have a question. Now, this area, you said you're moving the parking over a little bit?
Yeah, currently as it stands, if I may, currently as it stands, okay, the way we have it built there, we've taken two parking spots up, which means we're going to have to move our handicap spaces down too, in order to give van access.
Okay.
It really is.
In so doing that, I would encourage you to read the code.
Oh,
because
yes.
This does not meet code on handicap.
We know what we need to do right now.
There's no access on one side if the person is on the passenger side.
That's correct.
There's no access on the driver's side on the other one. There's no signage.
Yeah,
so I'm just saying,
space in there.
We want to take a look at that since you're redoing your parking and bring it up to code.
But right now we have a big space to do outside.
Right? Yeah. But this doesn't
right.
need it.
It looks like a good plan to me. I mean, outside of the handicap parking not being properly represented, but I believe in the review process being able to tell you where to put your handicap spots correctly.
Yeah.
Did you have a habit of that?
Yeah.
And a lot of businesses are bringing their handicap up to the code when they start restriping their parking lot, and that's nice to see.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
I'd like to make a motion for approval subject to staff preliminary recommendations.
We have a motion to approve, subject to staff preliminary conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Roger, you go to the Planning Commission on September 21st.
Thank you.
The reason for the trip, I thought we made a fresh pass.
Thank you.
Good
luck.
Thank you.
All right.
Maureen, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Item number 5, UC210406. Kingland Properties LLC, Pecos OBSS Series, use permit for a major training facility, barber school, on 0.4 acres in a CP office and professional zone generally located on the south side of Quail Avenue and the east side of Pecos Road within Paradise.
Yes, good evening. My name is Jordan Teal with the law firm Mark Yarbrough Coffey, here on behalf of the applicant. I do have some handouts that have a few of the depictions of images of the property as well as the floor plans as a reference as we kind of give a short little summary as to what the project is. Long story short is we are looking to run a barber school at this location, which is why we need the special use permit. The barber school will have approximately 34 students with about 2 to 4 instructors. The hours of operation will be Tuesday through Saturday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. The principals that are involved in really kind of putting this project together are longstanding members of the community, have a real vested interest in developing the community and basically giving back to the community too, especially as COVID has really struck a lot of us with unemployment or looking for new career paths. This has given them that opportunity. And so the principals involved are really excited about that. They have years' experience in the barber industry. One of the principals, Carl Littles, who is the master barber here, is the founding owner of the original barber shop here in town. So brings a wealth of knowledge and experience. As you can see in the floor plan, there is obviously a workstation for about 34 spots. There's a location for classrooms, for a laboratory, for reception, for office space as well, and designated storage area. We are grateful that staff has recommended approval, and at this time I'd be more than happy to answer any questions you might have.
Is there anyone here who'd like to speak on this item? Seeing none, I'll close the public and open it to the board.
My main concern is that you're saying you have 34 students and I see 21 parking spots.
There's a total of 22 parking spots. Per the plan, based on the square footage, there is deemed sufficient for the code to have parking spots. But I agree, parking is always a concern, right?
That's my biggest concern, especially down Pecos, which is an interesting street to drive some days.
To say the least, yes.
That's my only major concern about it.
Yeah, I think there's people you're going to run into people parking on Foyle.
So as you see on that first page of the plan right there, where it does have the parking analysis, where it talks about where the parking locations will be.
It's very small.
I apologize. So basically where it says, obviously based on the square footage, the required number of stalls that are needed for this space, that we do meet that threshold. But I agree with you, right? Practically, you know, per the code versus practically speaking. And that's something we're happy to take more a look at based on your recommendations and see what we can do to mitigate that. That is correct, yes. So there should be, at any given moment, there should be plenty of parking.
Yeah, but it's also if those students have clients that come to get you know, their hair cut, because I'm assuming at one point they get to work on real people, there will be more hair, cars. But if no one else has any comments, I move that we approve this subject to staff conditions.
I have a motion to approve subject to staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
The Planning Commission on September 25th.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Item number 6, AR 2140013, UC 118804, Tucker Nicolette Living Trust and Tucker Nicolette Trust. Use permit, fourth application for review of an existing massage establishment located in an existing retail center on 0.7 acres in the C2 General Commercial Zone, generally located on the north side of Tropicana Avenue, 750 feet west of Spencer Street within Paradise. Is the applicant or representative here? Okay, we'll trail that for now. Item number 7, AR 2140025 UC 20-0169 BTS Harmon LLC, use permits, first application for review, to allow retail sales and service as a primary use outside. Waiver development standards for the following: 1, allow retail sales and service not within a permanent enclosed building; 2, reduce setbacks; and 3, reduce parking. Design reviews for the following: outside retail sales and service structures and kiosks, and 2, shipping containers in conjunction with existing shopping center on 2.2 acres in an H1 limited resort and apartment zone generally located on the northeast corner of Las Vegas Boulevard South and Harmon Avenue within Paradise.
Good evening. Laura Drea, 520 South 4th Street. This is an annual review and we have staff's approval. I could keep it simple like that, but I feel that since this current entitlement was established in 2020 without first going through this board, it would be more polite to give you some more background on that. In the last few years, or actually since this building was built, the county and the property owner have agreed that the 35-foot area from the back of curb to the face of the building could function better. On the one hand, it's underused in that most people traverse at the pedestrian overpass level, but then on the other hand, the county owned portion suffered some problems with their hardscaping, their benches, their trees, etc. There is a bit of loitering going on, as we commonly see on the strip. So in our conversations with staff and the director and the commissioner in the area back in 2020, it was agreed that the applicant would work towards retrofitting the entire street level pedestrian area. The architect has completed that design. Dennis Cederberg signed the Title 30 application for the county-owned portion, and it was submitted for design review in March of this year. It's currently still in pre-review. So we've satisfied the hopes that we progress towards redesigning and representing that area, and we ask that this entitlement stay active as we work our way through the design review process. At this time, I don't know how much longer that'll take.
Is there anyone here that likes to speak on the item? Seeing none, I'll close it to the public and open it to the board.
Mr. Chair, if there's no comments or questions, I make a motion to approve subject to staff conditions.
We have a motion to approve subject to staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Item number 8, ET 21400121, GR 190352. 352, yeah. Diamond PM LLC. Design review for first extension of time for a multiple family residential development, condominiums, and associated accessory structures on 1.6 acres in an R3 multiple family residential zone, generally located on the east side of Pecos LaSalle Interconnect, 60 feet south of Desert Inn Road within Paradise.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, board members, good evening. Richard Gallegos here on behalf of the applicant. We're asking for our first extension time, but I just wanted to bring the site plan to refresh your memory of the site. Here on Pecos, next to the flood channel, and getting the regular site that we got approved. We have made progress despite the COVID situation, actually, but we were stopped, unfortunately, and the price of lumber really kind of slowed things down. But with that, we have to answer your questions you might have.
Is there anyone here would like to speak on this item? Seeing none, I'll close the public and open it to the board.
You think you'll make 2023?
We intend to.
Okay. I'm sure you're bleeding money while you're...
Yes.
It would be nice to see something there.
We're anxious to move forward.
Yeah.
Our civils are approved to a point where we're ready to pay our $150,000 water fees, but again, with the banks and everything else stopping with COVID, we get one person, mm-hmm. but we're anxious.
Yeah, I go past there a lot every day and wondered what was going on. If no one has anything, I'll go ahead and make a motion to approve, subject to staff condition. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Can you go to the Board of County Commissioners on 922?
All right, thank you. A good evening.
Mm-hmm. Going back to item number 6, AR 210013, UC 118804, Tucker Nicolette Living Trust and Tucker Nicolette Trust, use permit, fourth application for review. Are they here? I don't see anyone. Do we have a motion to return?
Return.
We have a motion to return to board. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Kennedy.
Motion carries.
Number six.
Nicolette Trust.
Number six.
Tucker. It's for Kennedy, that big guy that always comes representing himself. So you want that to return to your next meeting at September 14th?
Okay. Sounds good.
That sounds good.
I mean,
that's the point I'm going to do
for
the
board. Okay. Oh, our fun one. General business. Review previous fiscal year budget requests and take public input regarding suggestions for the next budget requests. Any budget requests, suggestions? I'm still hung up on Sandhill and Twain. Now with the Desert Inn closed off and on, it is a total disaster. They're going up backstage the Twain and then going west to Harmon, or they're getting down on Desert Inn to Sand Hill and going, oh my God, it's closed, and turn right to go south on Sand Hill. And then you've got the school and everything. Harmon? No. Twain and Sand Hill. Yeah. And they really need to take a look at it, because it's getting busy, even without that closure and that work on the 215, it's getting really busy in there. One of these days somebody will kill them with their trap.
Last time you mentioned about Annie Oakley's Catholic, if you were going to check into the people. Okay. Are they going to finish that project? Because they finished off site on that one project on the corner, the doctor's office. Okay, Clark County won't have to pay for it. But I don't know if they stopped that.
If they don't move forward with projects,
they're not required to. And then the other thing, just as a general throughout the canopy, the chain link fences for the washes, no one's going with this. They constantly are getting cut. It has to cost a fortune if they come up with wrought iron or something else in these heavily trafficked areas.
So we do. We actually use different kinds of. It's like a. It looks like a chain link fence. But the diamonds are much smaller and the metal is much thicker.
So they actually, the one I call you on all the time, they steal the little hand saws from Home Depot and they literally just cut through. They don't have to work real hard because we find the broken blades on the site.
No, this stuff, they can't. The problem is that it's about 10 times more.
Yeah. So I just know I must call you within 3 minutes.
So I'm just going to ask if they considering that site since it is a high homeless passage area, that they might not consider using that fire insurance.
And if they, I really wish they
would. Are we going to add that? Do you want to add that?
Yeah. Not only that location, but several I've seen up and down the creek wash. The one I'm talking about is, no, that's a map. But Duck Creek all along Green Valley Parkway, as it cuts across there, they're cutting through there too.
So let's go back to the original location. That is.
That's Commissioner Knapp's.
No, I don't check now.
Oh,
it's his parents. I have a look for
that. Yes. It is. Yes. Because when I was across the street, Mary Beth came to the shop, I was still in Paris.
So the
man
is.
But then. Along Green Valley Parkway, where it curves into Patrick, along the walk there, they're cutting that fence all up and down, going into those industrial areas back behind there, and
is it by the bridge?
Right on both sides of the bridge. So on my side of the bridge, they're hitting the homes down there and the apartments, and on the other side of the bridge, they're cutting through into those industrial areas.
Okay. So
it's
going to be both east and west side of the bridge on the
wash. So you know, before they improved the wash, how Jerry Jacks had that land below the apartments? And there was like a tentative road that was going to come down and connect. Well, they still want to walk that road, so they just cut the fence on both sides of the wash and cut across the street. I want to say Palm, but I think it's something like that. But anyway, it was just a thought of, do they have something stronger than chain link?
They do. If you can just really reserve it for the carpet
Yeah.
And it tends to go on both sides, but
why they can't just walk around, you know, 500 feet to a sidewalk and walk around. You know, they'd rather steal tools and cut their way through.
Can I answer that question?
I have another question. I don't know, budget-wise or what, it's going to hit somebody's budget, but they're finishing up on the sewer project right around Sand Hill and Harmon, and Nevada Power is finishing up on around Sand Hill and Twain and down into the neighborhood for those people who have their utilities underground. Unfortunately, well, they have repaired the streets and stuff where they did all the digging and everything, and those cones are probably going to disappear in a few days. What they haven't done is the heavy equipment that's been brought in to do all of that work has tore up those streets terrible, and it's not just where they did the digging. You've got pits in the road that you can dump a whole tire in there.
Sand Hill.
And Twain is cracking up. Harmon is cracking up.
Just like the mountain perimeters here, are we looking at Sand Hill between
We're looking at Sand Hill and Twain. It's north of Flamingo.
Okay.
Yeah. At Sand Hill and then down again by Harmon. And Harmon is a total mess as far as you go between Sand Hill and Pecos.
So as far down as Harmon. So we can say Sand Hill between CI and Harmon.
Yeah.
That's a real hard fight. Blanca and I have to walk the streets with the paving company after they get the Russell Road one.
Yeah, and part of Russell Road is still a mess.
And they kept denying they made any of the routes or... So we got small portions of it paved.
Between Pecos and Russell, between Pecos and Sand Hill, it is very rough.
Mm-hmm.
The road up by my property in Goldfield is smooth and it's dirt.
There are all the sections where Russell's all paved.
Oh, yeah.
So,
but
and Harmon has turned into that.
Okay.
In the areas where they didn't dig because of the heavy equipment.
They claim
those roads aren't built for that. Sand Hill and Pecos McLeod interconnect. They really, you know, they just need to drive out there and take a look at it, and they'll see. I know they didn't probably want to fill all those pits while the work was going on, but now that it's done, it needs to be done. Yeah. I don't know. It's ugly.
Anybody else? My cousin says there's been a recent spate of graffiti around, and I don't know if that's like it's on the city side of the streets.
So that's just you telling me where it's at.
Okay.
Or my cousin down the visit Mont County, and when they see it, they stop, and then they click on the app, they don't automatically pinpoint exactly where you are.
Okay. That's what I told her, but she's like, you should tell them. So I was like, I'll tell them in the meeting.
So we have
now there's recorded proof I did it.
We have one of the best graffiti response processes.
Okay.
It's usually 48 hours in the third.
Okay.
So and the Pacific Park County is a great app to have for anyone. So if you see that in the neighborhood, it's just starting to kind of all be over, then the app allows you to.
Yeah, the graffiti people and Public Works really get on stuff.
Public Works is really good.
Yeah.
She's not too worried about being a gang. It's currently on very poorly drawn male genitalia.
Oh.
Is that on the record?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Anything else?
Okay, item number 8. Comments by the general public. A period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board. Jurisdictions will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the table. Apsol, clearly state your name and address. Please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chairperson of the board by majority vote. Nobody's here. Seeing none, next meeting is September 14th. Don't we wish?
Please don't need the rest of
okay.
your time.
September 14th, 2021. Motion to adjourn.
Mm-hmm.
Have a motion to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
All right, opposed? Thank you.
You're so
angry.
Yeah.